Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
This week on Going Places, we're journeying back to Prague in the Czech Republic. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley says the city's history is steeped in some of the world's most famous music. He went to the Estates Theater in the center of Prague to learn more from singer and music teacher Markéta Halourová.
Markéta, I'm wondering if you'd describe this lovely theater for us.
It has been operating since the first opening, which was in 1783, until these days, which is unbelievable because there are only two theaters in Europe that have been operating like this. One is in Austria and the other one is here in Prague.
Wow. So this theater you were telling us earlier is intimately tied to the life of Mozart.
So Mozart had a special connection with this theater and with Prague. Mozart came to Prague for the very first time in January 1787 because his opera, The Marriage of Figaro, was very, very popular in this building. And Mozart heard about it, and in Vienna, this opera was not very well appreciated, right? But here in Prague, people just loved it. He conducted Marriage of Figaro. Mozart was asked to compose a brand new opera for this theater. So 4 months later, he came back with Don Giovanni in his pocket. The premiere was here, made by Mozart.
And I heard today that he was actually composing these works oftentimes like on the carriage ride to Prague or the night before. He would just lay out very quickly the whole score for the entire opera, like within 24 hours. I mean, is that true or a myth?
No, it's really true. One night before, the overture was not finished. And nobody could imagine an opera without the overture. So there's the story that says that Mozart was locked in his room where he had to finish the overture, of course. The premiere was here in this theater, but the musicians, because there were no copy machines, so they really saw the music material only 10 minutes before the start. And they did it, of course.
Well, one thing I have to say is that the first time I came to Prague was 20 years ago, and I was not an opera fan. I have to say it's because I didn't understand opera and I didn't know it. And to come to a theater like the Estates and with the history of this place, I fell in love instantly with opera, with Don Giovanni, with The Marriage of Figaro, and then also, of course, the Italian operas that I heard at the State Opera and the other theaters. And when you come to Prague, music is just absolutely important. It's the essence of Prague.
Mm-hmm, definitely, I agree. You know, Prague is a magical place.
And Markéta, she's a music teacher. She works at the Academy of Music. Also, she teaches English. And I've just learned she has a special tie to Seattle.
Well, I have to say that I love Seattle because part of my family lives there. I have a sister. And, of course, she has a family there. I adore all of them, and I go to visit them every single year, mainly for Christmas time. We are going to spend beautiful time together.
Good. Okay, so we'll see you in Seattle, and we'll see you in Prague again.
I hope so.
Okay.
Ciao. Thank you very much. Ahoy.
Ahoy. And that is the informal way to say goodbye in Czech. Okay.
Markéta Halourová spoke with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley at the Estates Theater in Prague. You can hear more episodes of Going Places online at knkx.org. Matthew is a co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions on Bainbridge Island.